not so very long ago. It was so warm and humid, Elsie would go down to the old wood and pray for the wind to come. She had a friend who swore you could evoke the angels simply by prayer. She said, there are angels for every desire, but you must believe, you have to believe. So by the time the sun was buried along with the stale air, a plan had formed very clearly in her mind. She was a lonely girl of around 20 or so, and as she knelt down to pray in the old wood under the town, her heart would beg and plead. The seasons passed, January, February, under the trees, and there were tulips amongst the firs. Elsie was 23, 24, 25, and the underpass was dark and dense with light at the seams where the trees were broken, and the branches were reaching out for the witness to her prayers, and there was promise in the wind, a promise of better things. Her friend had moved away unannounced. She'd disappeared. There was no belief. And longer there was less to give. Less love to give. Of course there'd been lovers, but nothing close to what she'd hoped for. Before she felt electricity swelling in her palms. But not now. Nothing hopeless life could do now. It wasn't really living. All she'd ever dreamed, wished and yearned for had been stressed and shut down.